87 years of freedom. All thanks to our magnanimous queen, Irvanak. There are seldom few alive that can even recall the hardships that befell us during the Great Rebellion. Truly, our people have endured much. But are they ready for what lies ahead? Mystery after anomaly and esoterica all have begun to rise. Strange reports from outer hamlets have reached the wardens of the realm. Dark forces have suddenly begun to creep into the light. Or were they always there to begin with, just biding their time? Join us as we safeguard the sanctity of the realm and the peace of the people. We, the wardens, shall protect the remnants of Remedol.
Greetings, my wardens! I am Quentin, your GM here, and you all are my lovely wardens of the realm. Say hi, wardens of the realm.
Hi, wardens of the realm.
Hi.
I am Quentin, the GM and host for this series, session, and mystery, as we will be referring to them as. But without further ado, let's go around the table and the virtual table space as well and introduce yourself and your character.
Hey there. I'm Matt, a guest from Quest Accepted, and I'm playing Hyde, your ever-vigilant, ever-prepared, and ever-dashing ranger. At my side is Vic, the sleek Rimadalzian Malinois, and best girl who loves her fish bites. Oh, don't you love your fish bites?
Hello, foundlings. My name is Emily. And, well, you may know me from all the other podcasts we've done, like... You know, Sword Art Online Odd, and the Gate Chronicles, where I'm the GM. But hey, we're not here doing that today. Instead, we're doing whatever this is.
Whatever this is, here and now.
But anyway, today I'm playing Igris Solari, Warden of the Realm, Wielder of Spears, Breaker of Hearts. I don't know about that last part, but that's...
Spicy. No wonder we have the Spanish guitar playing.
Hi, I'm Jaden. You may know me from other Missing Role Player Found content, and I am playing Guff Manigan, a 40-something Rimadolf Guardian Zealot. He's looking to repay his country that has given him a second chance.
Hello, I'm Esther. I've never done recording.
We couldn't tell from the shyness. Keep going.
I'm playing Cleo Masum. She is a sorcerer who seeks to prove to herself that she's not crazy.
You all may notice that there's a handout. Do I have anyone who is willing to read for me this letter?
Wardens, we seek out your aid and pray that you shall help us. As of late, individuals' personal effects have been going missing from their homes. Though the items are not of much monetary value, they are of great personal sentiment to the people of our tribes. We have deliberated amongst our own and determined that no member of ours is responsible for this crime. There have been roaming pilferers that have been hiding out nearby, and we, the hill tribes, believe they may be the culprits. Our request is simple. Find out who stole our personal belongings and where they are staying. We shall handle the matter from there. Please do not attempt to return the items to us. That is a very specific request, I have to say. Some items are of a sensitive nature, and the people would like the matter to stay discreet. Thank you in advance for your understanding and your assistance. Humbly, the elders of the Diluri Hill Tribes.
To set the stage and the stakes, you have all recently received this new task from the High Command at the Lodge. This request came from the westernmost Diluri Mountain tribes. Personal effects have been going missing from people's homes, and they suspect a burglar is hiding out nearby. In order to locate this culprit, you've decided to visit a familiar face, a criminal informant known as Matthew. Alas, upon entering the tavern where Matthew frequently offers patronage, he took one look at you, punched Gruff in the face, and ran out the back door. Thankfully, We all accounted for this. While Guff and Egris entered the tavern, Hyde and Cleo were set up further up the road, setting up a trap. So, we are going to start off. Guff, you just got punched in the face, and you are now in hot pursuit of a criminal who just exited the tavern.
Yeah.
Your job is to steer him to the location of where the trap is ahead. So, how would you like to do that? I would assume all of you would have horses.
I'm on foot.
She is on foot. So, if you have a horse, you have a horse.
And my horse is nearby?
You're
within arm's reach?
Yeah, your horse would be tied up by a nearby post at the front of the tavern.
Then he'll mount up and then give chase. I'd say he's a tall 6'1", broad-shouldered 40-something old man.
All right, I'm going to have you go ahead and roll in agility for me.
An 11 with hope.
Wonderful. You hop onto your horse and spurt into action, and it just starts galloping down the road after Matthew. Meanwhile, I would assume at this time, Igris would also probably come bursting out the door.
Igris, literally just running out the door, looks left, looks right, spotting the guy, is continuing in hot pursuit. Leaping over barrels, you see blonde hair and a tight braid just kind of like whiz past. She has her spear in hand, and she is, like I said, leaping, maybe even doing a dodge roll over some barrels.
Oh, yeah, roll me an agility check.
You got it.
Ooh.
That's a 22 critical.
Before Guff can even get on his horse, you have burst through the door, hopped over the railing, did a roll off the front porch, and then just slid past these barrels. And you are gaining on this individual. You see Matthew panic look in his eye as he's running by, turns his head ever so slightly to see you in hot pursuit.
You're not getting away from me.
And you manage to begin almost like steering, corralling him, flanking him on either side to make sure that you are controlling his movement till he eventually would reach up ahead. Hyde, Cleo, what kind of trap are you setting for Matthew?
Okay, Cleo, I'm telling you, we just got to dig this pit really, really fast, all right? So we're going to dig. It's going to be about, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet down. He's going to trip. He's going to break his ankles. What do you think?
What if I just illusion to hold so he would try to not fall in it?
You know what? That works better. All right. I think we should go with your idea.
Okay. So I guess I'll use a minor illusion to try to make an illusion of a hole.
You basically get a bunch of leaves and dirt and mud and make this like physical illusion. And like, there's something almost eerily uncanny about the way you portray this trap that makes it seem deceptively deep, as if there genuinely is a giant pit in the ground. Is there anything else that you would like to do to the surrounding area other than this facade of a pit in the road?
GM, if you would, may I have Vic go across the way and almost like our favorite game, Tug of War, have a rope in her one end of her mouth and then I'm pulling on the other, and as he goes, pull it to get him to trip if he decides to jump something?
Yeah. So, Matthew, in hot pursuit, being chased, you can see him through the tree line as you peek through. He's just shouting, "Stop chasing me! I didn't do anything, I swear!" And he just comes around the bend. You see Guff Man, again, terrifying on horseback, but almost more terrifying is Egris is just like snarling at him while running. And eventually he begins to reach exactly the trap, and you give a signal to Vic. The rope goes taut and he face plants covered in mud and leaves. And it gives you plenty of time as he rolls over and he just sees all four of you standing above him. You have successfully caught your criminal informant.
Icarus is just standing above him, cracking her knuckles.
All right, I promise, no matter what it is you think I did, it wasn't me.
And you didn't punch me in the face and run out the door.
Okay, I did do that.
At this point, that's all we have to talk about in terms of your transgression.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm not mad.
Oh, okay, so I'm just gonna...
No,
I'm just gonna go?
We still have more to talk about.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
Would you rather us go back to the assault charges?
No.
Because I feel like we're past that.
I have a reputation to uphold, and if I was seen in a public space talking with all of you, then how could I be your inside man to get you the information you need?
You make a compelling argument.
So now, if anyone asks what I was up to, I was fleeing and I successfully escaped.
And if anyone asks, definitely did. Now, he hands him a rag. Get that schmutt off your face.
Oh, I can't control. It was starting to cake on.
Guff, what are you doing? He is our man, right? Are we letting him go?
No, he's our informant. He's not...
I have no idea what is happening anymore.
Okay, so what did you think I might have done? Or want to know what I didn't do?
We need whatever information you can provide on who's been stealing personal effects.
I mean, a lot of people steal personal effects. You got, like, anything more specific about, like, location?
Supposedly, there's a group hiding up in the hills. But that's not a whole lot to go up on.
You're not talking about the Delurry Hill tribes, are you?
That is the implication.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, I can tell you now definitively that I have never stolen from them. So you can count me out that record. I've pickpocketed a couple people down in Yenemut. I mean, like, Utmut Halleck, that's 100% on the table.
Matthew.
But those aren't the crimes you're investigating. So, I'm going to keep talking about the Delurry Hill tribes. I would never go there because I've heard they're really big into human sacrifice. But that's just what I've heard. Besides, you would not catch me dead there. However, well, you actually might catch me dead there, and that's why I don't go. Saw the look on your face. Don't give it that to me, Cleo.
How do you know my name?
I'm your criminal informant. I've met you all at least once before. At least that's the headcanon I'm running.
That's really awkward. Egress does not remember him at all, because I legit thought he was someone we were supposed to be, like, taking out.
I think that's a good canon, too. He's not important enough to remember.
Egress, I'm pretty sure that's called face blindness.
But I remember your face, so there's that.
That's true.
Yes, I have heard that some individuals have been stealing personal effects from the Delurry Hill tribes. They probably wouldn't stay too near by the Hill tribes, though, as the Hill tribes are a pastoral roaming culture. If you... we're hiding out nearby hill. They try and move their camp. They stumble upon you. Oopsie daisies, you just got caught. Which leads me to believe that they'd be somewhat a little bit out of the way. There are a couple of nearby ruins, or they could be hiding out at Ragaz. I don't think they'd be in Yenemut, because that's normally well stationed and guarded. And all of you would know that Ragaz is a small little lakeside town that's kind of a halfway point between the Warden's Lodge and Yenemut. It's barely even a town. I wouldn't call it a village. It's more, again, it's just like a small rest stop. It's a culmination of like a handful of houses. People stop there for the night just to get some water and feed their horses.
Well, Matthew, that's all fine and dandy. But you see, the problem is that a lot of these items aren't normal. Maybe you've heard of people, I don't know, pilfering things of a more embarrassing or sensitive nature.
I mean, I haven't seen anything weird being sold recently for any of my connections. So if the individual does have any reason for taking them, it's not to sell them.
Interesting. Perhaps some of their holy relics. You did mention they're a pastoral people.
You also did mention something about them doing human sacrifices.
Just a rumor, but I do tend to trade in a lot of bits and bobs of information, and that was just one that caught my ear and was ingrained in my memory. I do not miss them all.
We'll make sure that your name stays out of our mouth while we're there.
So where are we right now on this map, GM?
A little south of the Warden's Lodge at a roadside tavern, almost at this crossroads. If you continue down the roadway and you go to your left, you would be going towards the Delurry Hill tribes. He mentioned that he believes some people could be hiding out near Ragaz, which is on Lake Viata, which is also nearby some ruins as well.
You know, if it's nothing to anybody else, I know that Vic and I would love to have a little swim in the lake. So perhaps going to Ragaz, and if we have time, stopping off and seeing some historical ruins. Might be nice.
I don't know if we have the sort of time for sightseeing. I have better things to do. So let's just get this mission over with.
You're such a party pooper.
But I also agree that going to the town first to learn more before we go to possible and be a good
idea. I do like that Esther's voice slowly fades out the more she talks.
See, Cleo has the right idea. Come on, little trips over gas.
They do say that the lake sings when the sun crests over the mountains.
Do they?
You know, people.
Well.
Oh, Matt's still here. Matthew's still here.
Well, you are kind of encircling me, and I haven't been told I'm free to go yet. Now, if that's all the information.
Oh, is Matthew coming with us?
Preferably not. I would like to not be seen with you. At least give me like a week off.
Thank you. You have been and will always be a valuable informant.
Yes.
If you could do your best to stay out of trouble.
And of course, when I don't, you'll always be there to bail me out. And he just kind of dusts himself
I'll
off.
I'll always be there.
And he just begins running down the street.
Vic, no, Vic.
You see your dog begins to chase, but then is called to heel at attention. So, it was indicated that I believe we all agreed to go to Regaz. Yes, where it was indicated there may be some individuals hiding out. Regaz is but a small respite. However, something it is not known for is the eerie quiet that falls upon you here. It is a quaint accumulation of 5 or 6 houses right on the edge of the lake. But normally, it is a bustle with travelers and townsfolk. But now, as you come through, there seems to be a thick mist rolling off the lake, and not a sound can be heard from inside.
Something isn't right here. I don't like it.
What gave it away, the mist or the quiet?
The quiet.
Yeah.
It's always misty here.
Yeah? Oh.
Any of you who would like to, you can roll a instinct. Now remember, while anyone can roll for a chance of succeeding, if any of you do roll with fear, I do add the fear.
Couldn't I instead boisterously hail for a response?
Yeah.
Guff has a long history of being numb to pain. So this may make him numb to danger.
Sure.
So would this be perhaps a presence roll then?
Absolutely. If you're trying to make yourself known.
Hail! Is there anyone here?
That is a 16 with fear. And I will gladly take that fear.
With Guff having now announced our presence, may I keep my head on a swivel?
Now that is one of your experiences, correct?
Yes.
Now, in order to activate an experience, you would have to spend a hope.
Okay, I will spend the hope.
And while you're doing that, Guff, loud and boisterous, you hear your voice carry through the dense fog, reverberate and echo, with no response. And that is quite possibly the most eerie thing about it.
Shoot.
That's not good.
This is great! This is great, guys!
It's Hyde's time to shout. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's why.
That is a 15 with fear.
Looking around, you begin to notice minute details that are somewhat peculiar. Not only is there a lack of individuals here, but you are still seeing personal artifacts strewn about the place. People's tools, bags. Begin peeking in through some of the windows, and you see houses completely stocked with food and personal belongings, doors to houses left wide open. It seems as if anyone did leave, they didn't even care to take anything with them. And sure enough, you do actually spot that there appear to be a trodden path of footprints leaving the city, as if everyone just all at once got up and left.
Well, whatever happened here, everyone left in a hurry.
Maybe they're all going to the beach.
And that worries me.
It's spooky vibes. And I think it's going to start to make me a little anxious.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to like take my dual staff and like just prop it up against the building I'm near. I'm going to what should I do?
You pull out this small, mysterious, black, smoky orb.
Don't stay here.
Guess we should just follow the footprints then. On horses, because it's faster. Walking would be stupid.
Well, they lead out of the town. We need, I believe, to go further in.
I would like to maybe look inside some of the houses.
Sure.
Igris walks over to one of the doors that is somewhat cracked open, and she pushes against the wood as it creaks open into whatever darkness lies within.
And you begin tentatively stepping into this nearby building. Igris, for me, roll a knowledge.
18, with fear.
Entering in, you make note of a handful of things. Though it is spring, a relatively heavy comforter on the bed, somewhat tossed aside, with a wash basin directly next to it and a cloth lying on the nightstand. And unmistakably, there is a mortar and pestle with a handful of medicinal remedies. It seems as if someone may have been rather ill here up until late. It seems that the medicinal remedies, these seem to be natural herbs that are utilized to fight and combat fever.
Does it look like these remedies have been concocted fully, or like they were just in the process? I want to know for the purpose of maybe taking some.
Yeah, no, absolutely. These have been fully assembled and could be utilized if any of you ever came down with a fever.
How much?
There would probably be enough here for 3 doses.
Okay, so I'll add that to my character sheet, if that's okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, remember, kids, it's not stealing if you're commandeering.
Guff, stop calling me a kid. I'm an adult man.
How old are you?
Late 20s, early 30s. Why? How old are you?
42.
42? How? Why do I have more white hair than... You know what? Don't ask that question. Igris, what have you found?
She comes out from the building carrying these sachets. And she's like starting to put them in her bag, but she opens one of them up and shows it to you.
Seems to be some sort of poultice or remedy. I think this is willow bark, often used to treat for fevers. Perhaps there's a plague.
Oh, that's not great.
I was thinking the same thing. This may be something you want to notify the Queen's Guard about, at least, just in case. But I think we need further evidence of plague or disease. I'll make note of it.
Okay, okay.
Of the plague, do we have to eliminate them or burn the bodies?
Oh no, Esther's going back to her roots.
Burn the bodies, steal the spoons!
It's our duty to protect the realm. This includes its people.
But does that also include its plagued? The ones already left for the damned. We don't want to spread it.
If they can be saved, or preserved, or held back, we assess our options. Do what is needed. For the good of Rimadolf.
Yeah, for the good of Rimadolf.
As you all meander through town, as mentioned, it seems as if all of these houses and facilities are fully stocked with food and wares and tools and clothing, if any of you did so happen to need something. It doesn't seem like the current occupants will be using it.
I was told to not be here, so unless I'm told otherwise, I want to start moving.
Sure, sure. Where would we all like to go? It is about midday now. You could definitely...
Which way did the footprints go? Was it towards the lake?
No, the footprints were leading away from the lake.
So into the woods.
It would seem. So you could very, very easily make it to Yenema before the day is out, or alternatively, the quest was given to you by the Dalaria Hill Tribes. You could either take the roadway all the way around the lake, or you could just try and cross the river and go through the hills. One is a lot more surefire. The other one is a little bit more treacherous, but would be quicker.
We have horses.
If we were to take the road, you're saying even if we took the road, we'd still make it to the Dalaria Hill Tribes in a day?
It would be nighttime. It would be late at night.
Well, I will say, if we went to Ragaz, I feel like our trajectory is not the Dalaria Hill Tribes. We kind of sidestepped that a little bit, I'll be honest. It's okay. They don't matter right now.
We weren't given a time limit.
You weren't given a time limit. They just said, hey, as long as it takes, fine, who's stealing the stuff?
That's why I said we should do the beach.
Good thing that we came, though.
Now you can always camp out here. There's plenty of free housing and beds.
No, not here.
What could possibly be wrong? This is a perfectly good resting point.
As much as I would love to stay in a plague hostel, I'd rather not.
I say we just follow the footprints for a while. We're midday, we have plenty of light, it's springtime.
I will say, if we go and follow the footprints, it is possible that we go further into the woods and then have to camp out in the woods at night. Unless you want to come back here and sleep, which would be the other option.
Possibly plague infested.
Well, you said you wanted to follow the footprints, which by the direction they are going right now, it is heading into the forest. There is nothing to sleep in at the forest other than under the trees and the canopies and the spiders that hang from the canopies.
New personality trait unlocked. Scared of spiders.
Egris, it can be quite nice out there, but the other alternative is that we go to possibly cannibalistic tribes people and stay with them for the night.
Dead of night.
It was just a rumor.
It was just a rumor, but, you know, Matthews...
They were sacrificing people. It is slightly...
Human sacrifice.
Sorry, sacrificial.
Both abominable, but, I know, there is a bit of a difference.
You want to sleep inside the town, that's fine. I will sleep outside the town. But we still have daylight, and we don't want to waste daylight.
I personally do not care where we stay. What I care about is, are we sleeping in the woods, under the canopies where spiders crawl down from the sky, or are we sleeping in the building where spiders crawl in your mouth while you sleep?
It sounds like you care where we sleep.
I just need to get you one of those little, like, beekeeper hats to keep the spiders out.
She definitely sleeps, like, with a scarf just tied around her mouth.
You know...
I'm going to start following the footprints. I'm just going to go.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you, Cleo.
Alrighty, so we've all... collectively, I guess, more or less, decided to leave what has been dubbed the Plague Hostel. it's my favorite description thus far.
Thank you, thank you.
And we begin following the footprints into the woods.
Are you looking for a podcast that is the perfect blend of paranormal and pop culture?
Starting off with spooky stuff where we talk cryptids and ghosts.
And then we have our pop culture section where we sometimes have celebrity guests.
Whoa.
Yeah, do you want more?
Boy, howdy.
There's always genre news and all kinds of celebrity deaths. All kinds of it. If you're a celebrity and you die, we're going to talk about it.
I actually was hoping for UFOs.
Well, bet your ass we got that too at the end.
Earthling Entertainment. New episodes every Thursday.
Make sure to check us out anywhere you get your podcasts.
Who, if any of you, would be utilizing their instinct to track these footprints?
Me.
You have good instinct?
Yeah, that's right. That's because I just want to be anywhere.
And but here. Yeah.
Literally anywhere.
That should have been your experience.
Anywhere
but here.
May I as well?
Instinct, please, yes.
I hope.
Alrighty, so what were our dice rolls, everybody?
10 with fear, and he got 10 with hope.
Hyde, mark your hope. Cleo, thank you for the fear.
Fear.
There's so much fear. Oh my god.
I do have 8 fear, thank you.
You're welcome. We're going into the creepy wood.
So, you all begin making your way, initially following the tracks into the woods. But as the roots from the trees start breaking the ground and it becomes more hardened and dry, it seems as if the impression that these feet are leaving are not so easily distinguishable. And as you begin making your way deeper and deeper, you keep following this same western cardinal direction. But as it gets later and later in the day, it does seem as if you have lost your trail.
Dead stop and ask the goodest girl to find the trail.
Goodest girl?
Does the goodest girl have sniffy nosies?
Vic, would you mind getting us back on the trail? Oh, looks like a good girl. There'll be a nice extra piece of fish for you. All right? Okay.
You see as Vic launches down, starts sniffing at the ground, trying to pick up any kind of scent, and then points. It seems as if the direction she's pointing is a little bit northward from where you're currently standing. And she starts kind of bounding in that direction and looking back at all of you to see if you're following.
I guess I'll back off from the lead and let Hyde go in front of me. I shouldn't be in front anyway. That's stupid.
Yeah, Hyde would just follow Vic as normal and knows that his party will catch up.
Yeah, I'd say we're following.
So you push on further and further into the woods until peeking through the treetops, you begin to vaguely see stone up ahead. But more alarmingly, you feel as if you begin to faintly hear voices.
I will halt Vic and then hold up my fist to the back, just keeping my head straight ahead so I can listen all around.
You can see up in the distance there even seems to be a plume of smoke from a fire up ahead. And you can vaguely make out voices.
What was that? Oh, nothing. I swear I heard something. You're going crazy. You've been cooped up here for days. Ah, yeah. Speaking of which, how long do we have to even stay here? Oh, you think he's gotten any better?
I know it. It's a plague. No, I'm kidding.
So you all hear this series of voices, and it does seem as if it is coming from this dilapidated, ruined structure up ahead. You can see the roof at this point is completely caved in, if there ever was one. Barely any pillars still remain, though it looks like at one point it may have even been a two-story building with a few landings, but it's kind of hard to tell from this angle and distance.
Guff would like to, with his hands, gesture to try to suggest, like, pointing to him and then going inside. Like, I go in there alone first, stick behind both.
I'm okay with this. They should just be citizens who are here trying to ride out the plague. Because obviously all the other people aren't here. It's just...
Esther just wanders away.
Very distracted by the fireflies.
Fireflies.
Put them in my little jar.
I didn't hear what the plan was. What?
He's still gesture... like, no sound.
Oh, so literally didn't hear what the plan was.
Point to himself. One.
She shakes her head, no. And then she gestures to herself and you, and then uses her fingers to indicate, move to the door. She'll stay at the entrance of the door and peek in. You can do the same on the other side or something.
He likes that, and he'll point to the other two and, like, suggest that they go around on the outside to, like, cover exits.
Guff and Egris, you are going to walk up to the front door on either side, peer in, while the other two are going to flank the building from the right and left, respectively.
To amend that, I would like Vic to basically be on my outside, so behind my leg, just to maintain a little bit of safety there.
As we are moving in a bit of a formation, I am going to request a group stealth roll. So everybody, I need you to roll a finesse for me. And as would be the case in real life for stealth, you are only as strong as your weakest link.
Mm-hmm. Do I get advantage on this because of the soft foot trait?
Yes, you would.
I crit.
Nice. Gain a hope and remove a stress if you have
a finesse roll.
Dang. I got 15 with fear.
Good stuff.
14 with fear.
Guff has a 13 with fear.
I'm going to have to start spending some of this. This is great. You have free reign of your token. So if you want to begin moving yourselves into position, feel free.
I'll be a little closer.
I do.
Who moved my character? I
did. That isn't that the direction you're moving in, or did you want to go experience the fireflies?
Fireflies?
I was going to stay by the door. I don't know if there are the windows on the side. This is too much pressure. Where am I going?
Each of you, as you begin to move to the side of the buildings, it does appear as if there maybe would have been windows there at one point, but at this point it has collapsed to the degree where it is just a gaping hole in the side of the building, and it does look like there are potentially multiple different entrance points.
I do like how Cleo is, she was walking on the opposite side of the building, and then she's walking back past Egris, and Egris just looks at her like,
So to clarify, Cleo, did you panic?
Okay, so
you went to the other side of the building and said, ooh, it's spooky here. And then you, like, ran back and then went and caught up.
I realized
with Hyde.
I'm squishy and I shouldn't be by myself.
Sure.
But just remembered, okay?
Cleo, would you feel better if I sent Vic with you?
Oh my gosh, I was at it. Damn it.
It would appear as Igris was...
I crit. I was the one that crit.
Yeah, you were very stealthy.
Oh no, the door wasn't.
Unfortunately, the door wasn't, and this building does not seem to be very structurally sound. I spent a fear. And it seems as if this heavy door collapses. I need you to roll a reactionary agility check for me.
That felt targeted, GM. You said reactionary agility?
Yes, which means it doesn't matter if you roll with hope or fear. You just have to pass the DC.
That's a 12.
You do pass and you tumble out of the way of the door as it collapses, but it does make a very large sound.
Am I at least visually out of the way?
Yeah, you're visually out of the way. And you now have a clear line of sight as it appears there are four individuals significantly further in to this ruin. And they seem to be circled around a campfire. Who goes there?
Wardens of the realm.
I was just going to, like, hide. But okay, I guess you'll just announce us then. All right.
I think the door did the announcing.
I don't know why.
I don't believe it. This place is falling apart. The door was like that when we got there. We just have some questions.
Well, we might have some answers. Just keep your distance.
Is there something I should be afraid of?
Who said it was for your safety?
All right. He will try to, you know, in a pacifying manner, he'll untie his mace, show it, and he'll put it on the ground.
Igris gets so angry at this, by the way, and she goes, "What are you doing?"
You can see as it appears the individuals up ahead did actually have swords and bows drawn, but seemed to be lowering them as well.
Very good. All sensible here. Looking at some disappearances. Seems everyone in Regaz has disappeared.
Yeah? What of it?
Do you know what has happened?
Oh, whole town got up and left.
Got up and left? How long ago?
I don't know. A couple days.
Did they come through here?
I'm quite sure. I mean, I wasn't figuring out. It's just we kind of pop in every once in a while and we'll take what we need, come back here.
Take what you need.
Well, how else are we going to survive?
Well, how do they survive? Fish? Hunt?
Well, I mean, they were kind of a respite. I figured they probably had patrons and whatnot that would stay at their hostel. And I'm sure there's a lake nearby. Some of them might have fished, but they had plenty of food for the time being. All I know is something went down there, and we certainly aren't going to be staying there.
Something went down there?
Well, what specifics do you want from me? I don't live in the Gaz.
There's a theory on a plague. Maybe something scared them off.
As you say plague, you do hear as one of the individuals in the back starts coughing quite loudly.
Yeah, he did.
Are you all right, son?
Well, you're fine.
He seems to be making hand gestures.
I didn't quite get that.
No shit, dammit.
Oh, don't mind him. He doesn't have a tongue.
He doesn't have a tongue?
Well, I wouldn't expect you to know this, but as a matter of fact, no, he doesn't.
Guff, I don't think that this is the most important thing for us to be looking into right now. It's more along the lines of, where are the people that went missing in the town, right? That's why we're here.
When was the last time you were there at the village?
Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday. Were the people there?
No, oh, that's why we took the food.
Right. How about before that?
She'll cut him off. Have you been anywhere near the Delori Hell Tribes?
As you say that, the individual who cannot speak seems to cower in fear and put his hands up.
What?
I think that was a yes.
Oh, no. They're the ones who took his tongue.
They took his tongue?
And, I mean, that's... It's really hard to get information out of him. He doesn't read or write very well. We've been kind of, like, drawing pictograms in the dirt. It's not the best way of getting information out of people.
What are you guys doing on the outside?
Yeah, this
trying
conversation.
Trying not to get distracted by literally anything else.
slowly making my way up with Vic and not getting caught.
So how close would you guys try and get?
Got distracted already.
Please.
Put them in a jar. Okay, how tall is that? Is it like completely knocked down wall or?
That wall definitely seems large enough to be hid behind, but this area right here just before it is an opening. So you would have to skate by that quite carefully to be undetected.
What time of day is it now?
It's getting dark.
Then I guess while they're engaging with my party members, and I guess when the guy like waves his hand, I assume that that would be the best moment to go. I want to attempt to get over on this side. Maybe not across the way, but at least closer.
Okay. Roll a finesse for me.
And it's just a straight roll. Come on, baby! All right, 14 with hope.
You take a little bit of a detour, right? You don't walk straight in front of the opening. You kind of skirt around one of the nearby trees and take a little bit of a roundabout way, but making sure that you are unseen and unheard.
Okay, great.
So in terms of questioning, it sounds like exactly one of these guys has useful information.
And he doesn't have a tongue.
And basically all we can do is yes or no questions and hope for the best. That's what I'm thinking.
You can duck into the tree line and kind of skirt in.
Can I crawl on the ground?
Your character's just like army crawling real low, like pushing the grass out from in front of her face.
I also wish to go across the way. I don't think we're going to fight these people, but I also don't want to be by myself. So I also wish to cross said window.
I think Hyde's happy now that he can see some of the people and his allies. So he's going to chill here until the time comes that we need him to take action.
Igris, stepping a little bit forward. When you said that there was a sickness in the town, what kind was it?
Oh, well, I certainly didn't stay long enough to find out.
Yes, but one of you is sick.
And they do all kind of look back at their mute compatriot who does seem to be coughing.
It does seem to present with a fever and loss of consciousness in and out.
Explain to us, then, what it is that you are doing here exactly. Why are you hiding? And who from?
Well, we wouldn't want to stay in Regas, because obviously, like, that place is riddled with whatever this is. And if our friend here is sick, we don't want to be bringing him into Yenemut.
Well, who are you?
And just Buford.
What are you? Okay, this is not going anywhere.
You just asked who I am. That's the name my mother gave me. I don't see the problem with the answer.
Okay. Yeah, this is how we're going. Give me a reason that we shouldn't arrest you right now.
All right. Well,
you're suspicious sure. Individuals.
What's your probable cause?
Suspicious individuals conglomerating inside of a building far away from the city of Ragaz, where dozens of people have now gone missing, and you are the first four that we have found.
It literally admitted to stealing things.
And you admitted to stealing. So, let's be honest.
No. We never admitted to stealing. We took what was unwanted and left behind. Clearly the people didn't want the stuff.
I asked for a reason we shouldn't arrest you right now. So give it to me. You have 3 seconds.
We are just individuals trying to live our lives. I don't understand what more you could want from us. We've been nothing but hospitable. We've answered all of your questions. We've taken no hostile action against you. If that's not reason enough, I don't know what else really can be.
Then you wouldn't mind coming back with us to the keep for some questioning.
I mean, I know we're fine, but your Z over there, I don't know if we would want to introduce him. Thankfully, none of us have been presenting with any issues or symptoms, but we don't know quite how the sickness manifests yet or spreads.
She'll toss them a sachet from the collection of 3.
Okay.
I mean, we don't mind coming with you if that's really what you want. I just don't know what more you're hoping to get out of us. We've shared everything we know. We're happy to answer any questions. We're just trying to weather out the storm here in what little shelter we can find.
And avoid the spiders.
Storm! What is happening anymore?
Oh, we don't know either.
That's not Igris. She just turns and starts walking out of the building, throwing her hands up in the air.
I don't understand why we're here at this point.
So what if we went and slept until daylight and tried to follow the path again when there was more light?
I don't think you need to come with us. Thank you for your hospitality, and I think it's good that you're tending to the ill-fortuned. Dersi, I do have a question about the hill tribe, if you're willing to answer.
He seems wary skittish, but not necessarily opposed.
I would like to know the nature of why they would do such a thing to someone. You're just wandering around near the tribe when it happened?
He shakes his head vehemently, no.
Were you with them before?
He nods yes.
Were you a part of their tribe before?
He continues nodding.
And one day, they decide that it's good to turn out your tongue.
He shakes kind of, yes.
What if he tried to leave and the price of leaving is so that he can't share information?
Yeah. That's.
Do you want to say that in character?
I mean, I can, but I walked outside.
Well, that's really awkward.
Did they do it so you could not communicate?
You see as he points on his nose and points directly at you, indicating that that is exactly what happened. This man was once a member of this tribe, but when he desired to leave, they found that he could not be trusted to share anything that he may know.
I'm very sorry. That is a cruel thing to do. The Crown has ordered us to investigate some missing items from the Hill Tribe. We were instructed to find undefined missing personal objects. Would you happen to know anything about that? That might aid us in our cause.
I like how we're still asking the guy without a tongue for information.
Hey man, he's been really helpful. I don't know, like, listen, Buford might have a lot to say, but Dilsikir, he's a real one, okay? Go ahead and roll in instinct check for me.
I do appreciate the bad cop. It is very helpful to have contrast. All right, let's go. That's a 15 with fear.
You can see as Dilsik begins to get even more nervous and a bead of sweat goes down his face. The three other members are kind of looking at one another and begin to slowly reach for their weapons.
I can see I've touched a nerve.
I think Igoris would come back in at this point. What is taking you so long?
Also hearing I've touched a nerve and like the clanking of swords, Hyde's going to ready his short bow.
Darker it gets, the more spiders come out.
I know. That's why she came back in.
I can see that's caused a stir. Perhaps if you know who was involved, maybe they had a good reason.
I don't think any of us know what you're talking about. I'm very sorry for the confusion. You can tell very much by the hesitation in his voice and the reaction that he made rather jumpily that he's very much lying.
Igris steps forward a bit. What do you want to do, Guff? You want to arrest them? And she starts, like, cracking her knuckles.
She's so excited to arrest
them. If we arrest them, we have to take them all the way back.
Well, at least then we don't kill them.
Ground said to find out who took the items. And it doesn't seem anyone's willing to be more forward with honest information.
All right, Duff, do you want to arrest them or not?
I can think of 11 reasons not to arrest them.
Do you want to interject?
You want to speak up from behind that wall?
Esther can just think of 11 reasons.
I want Esther to write out the 11 reasons.
It's because he has 11 fear.
Esther is Hyde's 13th reason why.
They haven't done anything wrong, right?
They just did.
What did they do?
They lied.
So what?
Okay, imagine you're a police officer and you're investigating stolen objects and you're having a casual, chill conversation with someone. And you said, so I'm looking for someone who stole 100 puppies yesterday. And they go, like, unknowing man, unknowing, you got to get out of here. Go. And suddenly you have a reasonable suspicion that they may know something about the 100 stolen puppies.
At this point, Igris, seeing that Guff is still debating whether or not they should be arrested, she just says, "Right, you know what?
It's going to attack.
How about this? Why don't you all come back with us to our keep? We'll just have a nice conversation with crumpets and tea. If you don't want to, then we're going to get rough. You have till the count of three to make your decision. One."
They all look at each other.
Two.
Warily.
I've been still on the ground.
I think Gov knows where this is going, and he sees them looking at each other, and he's going to grab his shield first.
They set down their weapons and raise their hands.
It's all good. It's all good. We don't want an altercation here.
Very well.
You just hear a little voice. Can I come in now?
And you kind of like pop your head in through the side of the building.
Hi.
I don't even know you.
Enough to take you all on.
All right.
Let's go on back. Let's go rest. And we will have a nice conversation later. I am tired. No spiders. Let's go.
But the one who's been doing, Buford, who's done the majority of the talking, gets under him and hoists him up and helps carry him. The rest of them all look at each other and nod.
We're going to Ragaz, I assume, because that's the closest place to actually sleep indoors. And Egress will be very subtly pointed about wanting to sleep indoors.
You have enough time to make it to Ragaz before true nightfall, but you would not be able to make it all the way to Yenemut, which you know would have ample accommodations for your situation. So you could either ride up on Yenemut in the dead of night, or rest in Ragaz. Esther loves all of these options. You could always camp outside.
That's what I'm doing.
With the spiders.
That's what I was going to do. Does the sky look clear?
Oh, yeah, it's spring. It's not going to rain. This beautiful starry night sky.
But if we don't start walking into traps, how will the GM ever get to spend his fear besides, you know, creating his own traps?
Enough, he's collecting it so he can use 12 at once and play Exodia.
It's just next combat is Exodia.
I know where I'm going to sleep, but let's get back to Ragaz.
Okay. So you begin escorting your prisoners back to Ragaz. They had been quite willingly following you until you exit the tree line, getting out of the forest, begin making your way to the road, and they lock eyes with Ragaz.
No. You said we're going to the keep. We're not staying here, are we?
Is there a problem with that?
Oh, I don't know. Just maybe all the townspeople up and left. Maybe individuals have been reportedly getting sick in this area. They're either running from something or dying from a plague. I left here 5 days ago because I didn't want to deal with it. Well, I definitely don't want to deal with it now, especially if I'm going to be confined or constrained in some manner.
Well, you know, the coolest thing about all this is that we can all camp out on starlight by the beach. It's frankly what I was going to do. Wouldn't that be nice?
That's better. I would rather have sand in my britches than sleep for 1 second in any one of those houses.
All right. Then we tie you up outside, if that's what you really want.
It seems the other wardens are keen on camping out. So we can either split the party, because no one should be alone ever. Guff and Egress can stay in the town while the two of you camp nearby, like southward or something. Or we can all camp out southward.
What's this over here? It looks like there are tents over here.
Cleo's already exploring.
Yeah, there's some tents, but that is still very much within the settlement. Like, I was including all of that with the spattering of houses.
But it is across running water, which is very important.
Honestly, I don't care where we stay. What I care about, though, is that we do not continue traveling at night. We can't see anything. We barely have light sources. And we have 4 people in tow that we have to be worried about.
Don't need to tell me twice.
Our training told us not to travel at night, if it's avoidable. People, and sometimes even wardens, go missing.
So, shall I start the fire now?
Yeah, we'll make camp south.
So we're all camping outside of Ragaz.
Yes.
By the lake?
Yeah, by the lake.
Lake. Lakeside party.
Not the same as a beach episode.
Egress would take first watch.
Are your prisoners bound in any fashion?
I think Mr. Stickperson, funny enough, should be the main person tied.
Rope tied around each of their ankles, basically to each other and then to one of us. Thoughts? No?
How about we just tie him to a tree?
Yeah, I was going to say perhaps we do one ankle to one wrist and keep it, like, kind of tight, so that way if they try to run, it'd be very, very awkward.
But if there's something dangerous that attacks us or them, they can't get away.
And they die.
And they would die.
We can always cut the rope, but it's, like, enough that they can't run away. It's just an impediment to their escape.
Oh, and just to make sure, so to set the tone here...
I'd probably say Hyde ties the ropes then.
So, Hyde begins securing the prisoners in a manner that restricts their movement so they could not easily break away, but not in such a manner that they are entirely immobile for their own safety.
My grandfather told me about this one. He said that sometimes on the front that most of the men would get afraid at night because of the sounds of the horrors out there. And so what they would do is hold them like this until morning. So if they did run, it wouldn't be very good. Sit here. We'll watch you, and everything will be fine in the morning.
Ah, Beachy. Thank you.
Yeah.
For your protection, kind wardens.
And Egress, you said you are taking first watch.
I'm taking first watch, indeed.
Alrighty. So, Matt or Baden, prepare, work on a project, anything you wanted to do?
Then I'm going to prepare so I can have a full set of hope.
I did a prepare, so I now have 4 hope.
Guff, the ever-diligent. He will go through a thorough equipment check. He'll walk the grounds, check for irregularities, and he would spend some time reassuring the prisoners that while they are in our stead, they are most certainly under our protection.
So you make your rounds, familiarizing yourself with the space, making sure that everyone is as comfortable as possible, double, even triple checking you and your party's equipment, making sure that everyone is as prepared as they can be the next day before you tuck in for the evening.
GM, I'm going to say that my prepare is doing the binds on the prisoners, and then I'll work on a project. I will just basically work on my journal, talking about the trip, what we found, kind of the rumors about the sacrifices at the hill tribes, maybe like try to draw or sketch the ruins that we saw.
Very nice. I mean, hey, someone's got to document those reports. So you keep very diligent, detailed notes of all of your encounters. And you have all of that to refer back to.
And I'll give good scritches to Vic, the good girl.
Who seems to just be lounging after a long, hard day of tracking.
So for my prepare to try to calm myself down, I think since I was obsessing over the fireflies, I'm going to use my create illusion spell to try to conjure little fireflies to look at.
Sure.
That maybe they just like flicker once and there's like a little bit of light and they like fade immediately.
Yeah.
Like just a little bit of hope in a jar.
You just have a little jar and you shake it.
Oh yeah.
Little sparkles.
Illusionary jar.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Egress is keeping watch for that.
I'm just keeping watch. Just
is there waiting. Anything else that you wanted to do? You do get to select too.
Just keep watch.
Incredibly diligent of you. So everyone begins resting for the evening. Now, Egress, as you are keeping watch, yet again, it seems as if this thick fog begins rolling in over the lake and almost begins to consume the small respite of Ragaz, and it makes visibility quite hard, especially so dark at night. Your fire is kind of dwindling, but you're trying to keep watch on it, but your attention is torn away, as it does seem as if there's a bright light coming from across the lake. It's like there's a giant bonfire. You swear you can almost make out the sound of chanting.
Of course.
That's better than screaming.
I think she's going to observe it, but as long as there's no danger currently, she is not going to invite trouble right now. Especially because they have prisoners that she also has to worry about safeguarding.
That's right. The prisoners. And as you turn, check on them.
Damn it.
2 of your fear disappeared. Wait a minute. No.
1, 2, 3. Should be 4. The guy without the tongue does seem to be there. As you kind of are startled every so frequently with the constant which seems to be getting progressively worse.
Nah, I was just leaving here.
The sick individual is coughing. His symptoms do not seem to be abating in the slightest, despite the utilization of the medicine that was provided. And most certainly you do see that the rope is cut, and it would seem as if Buford, the individual who you were speaking with primarily, has escaped.
She will go over, like she gets up fairly suddenly, storming over to the prisoners. It's too dark at this point, I assume, for her to really see tracks without grabbing a torch. And, well, the fireplace is there. she goes over to hide. Hide.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. What?
One of the prisoners escaped. Buford.
Buford. Was he the mouthy one or the one without the mouth?
He was the mouthy one.
Okay, yeah.
Can your dog track him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Wonderful. All right.
Yeah, he won't get very far if he's out. We can wait till the morning, or do you want to do this now? Aren't you the one that said not to do anything at night?
It's, strange, I will say, that he ran off into the dark himself as well. Did you not check them for weapons before you tied them up?
I thought you did. You all grilled them for, like, so long.
I thought you did.
I mean, Guff was, you know, he was talking to him. Was he just being Guff? Just being nice?
He was being Guff.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, regardless. I think it'd be too dangerous for us to go out at night. The sick one is not looking so good.
Did you give him the medicine?
Cursed down.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you keep hearing something? Is Cleo asleep right now? She's got that weird orb.
I think she turns and looks at Cleo. Yeah, no, she's asleep.
Yeah, no. Okay.
She's not asleep. She is just whispering at us about killing him.
Yeah, that is about right. She's a sleep talker.
Just talking to, like, this bag.
Igris looks at you, and she has a very serious look on her face.
He is not improving.
Even with the medicine.
Even with the medicine. If it continues, we may need to cut him loose, so to speak.
I mean, the lake's right here.
You want to just throw him in the lake?
No, you didn't take the water supply, man.
Listen.
It could ruin our beach episode. Like, just the body washes up on shore.
You're right. Well, I'm a fool. Thank you, Sleeping Cleo. You know, listen, I, for one, don't like the idea of a plagued man going into what is, frankly, an unassuming town. I think that is the worst thing we could do. So, I'm not opposed to it. Do I want a dispatch of the man? No. But if the medicine isn't working, I'm not a doctor, you're not a doctor, Guff's not a doctor. Cleo's Cleo.
Cleo could be something. I don't know what Cleo is. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not sure either. It's very quiet.
Not sure. She's still staring. How does she sleep with her eyes open like that?
I don't know. You know, it's funny because this place is so quiet. This is the most I've ever been able to hear her.
As you are making mention of this, and you've kind of perused over towards the lake a few times, it would have been entirely imperceptible if the town wasn't so dead quiet. But you do make out the faint chanting off in the distance. And you too see the bonfire on the other side of the lake.
Well, if there's nothing to be done now, I say we sleep. I will do my job and stay awake this time, I promise. And we tackle this in the morning. I mean, it's one man. He's got a little pig sticker. I'm assuming that's how we got out of the binds. It'll be fine, right?
She looks at him and her eyes certainly at this moment say, I don't know.
And I think that is where we're going to end this week's mystery of the remnants of Rimadov.
Thank you, foundlings, for joining our Wardens of the Realm on this mystery. If you're enjoying this series and think it's something you can sink your teeth into, please be sure to comment your favorite part of the episode and either follow or subscribe so you can receive updates regarding the latest releases. If you thirst for more, join our Patreon, where you can get exclusive bonus content, early releases of episodes, and access to our Discord, where we interact with you directly. A special thank you and shout out to our current Patreon supporters, Jason Lillis and Stephen Howland, our longtime friends and patrons. Your help goes a long way to allowing us to produce more content, improve quality, and interact with the community. Speaking of said production and quality, if you enjoyed the music and ambiance in today's episode and want it for your own home games or just enjoyment, it's all thank you to Michael Gelfi, Monument Studios, Epidemic Sounds, Artlist, and various other artists whose information you can find in the description below. Until next time, until next mystery, I have been Quentin, your GM. We are Missing Role Player Found. We long for you to join us once again in the remnants of Rimadov.
This was amazing. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.